Hey.
So let's do one on a Mr. Edward Stevens, EDWARDS STEVENS, Stevens. Mr. Stevens was born 6/24/52. He's 72 years old. Today is 8/22/24. This is a 72-year-old gentleman originally from Lake Charles, a pipe fitter, pipe, P-I-P-E fitter. Single, has a woman that he's been with for over 50 years. They're common-law married. She's currently in the hospital. He has a caregiver period. Mr. Edwards was recently hospitalized with congestive heart failure. He was told that there's not much that can be done for his heart, and he's at end-stage CHF with ejection fraction of 15%, period. At one time, he had a vest defibrillator on, but they said he's no longer a candidate for a defibrillator, and the best they can offer him is Xarelto, the blood thinner, for his atrial fibrillation, period. He's at a high risk of sudden death, period. He does smoke. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He has three children, two boys and a girl. Medical problems, atrial fibrillation, CHF, hyperlipidemia, medication, or hepatitis C, anemia, renal insufficiency, stage 3, right atrium dilatation, pulmonary hypertension, increased liver function test, cryptogenic cirrhosis. Surgery, some kind of stomach surgery, he can't remember why. It looks like intestinal surgery seen on the CT scan, and has had colonoscopies and such in the past. Currently has a Foley catheter because of BPH and O2 that he does not like to wear. His medication, Entresto 49-51 BID, Xarelto 20 milligram once a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Lasix 40 milligram twice a day, period. Allergy, none. Family history, mom died of colon cancer, dad died of myocardial infarction. Review of the records indicates that his recent blood work showed at stage 3B renal failure. He's pale. He's anemic. He has decreased albumin of 2.5, total protein of 5.5. Passive congestion of liver with increased liver function test along with history of hepatitis C, period. His echocardiogram shows a right atrium dilatation, ejection fraction of 20%. He also has a CT scan that showed, results of a CT scan that showed previous left-sided stroke. On exam, he's O2 side stable at 99%. He just took off his oxygen. His heart rate is 112. His blood pressure 110 over 80. Pulse is 92, or pulse is 112. Heart positive, swarm positive, S2, Gallup, S3, Gallup noted. Lungs, bronchi, roused in both bases. Abdomen, scaphoid, neurological, non-focal, neck shows mild JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with anal elision, lower extremity shows significant muscle wasting, minimal edema. There's also a bandage over the neck where he had a external jugular IV placed at one time. Foley catheter is in place without any leakage. Assessment, 72-year-old gentleman with end-stage CHF, EF less than 20%, around 15 to 18, period. He has renal insufficiency, stage 3B, which causes him to be quite pale. He's anemic. Quite anemic, he appears pale, short of breath at all times, especially with activity. He has hypoalbuminemia and decreased protein. He also has a history of cryptogenic cirrhosis, hepatitis C, history of left-sided stroke, period. He's bedbound. He requires caregivers help at all times. He has hyperlipidemia, volume overload, history of with recent hospitalization with CHF, period. In the paragraph, mentally, he's able to give me a good history today. He's ADL dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears a pull-up, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. At one time, he was looked at for possible defibrillator, but because of his multiple medical issues, including cryptogenic cirrhosis, hepatitis C, increased liver function test, history of previous stroke, Renal insufficiency, anemia, protein, calorie, malnutrition, decreased albumin, decreased total protein. It was deemed that not to proceed with a defibrillator placement, and he was told he doesn't have to wear his vest since he's been placed on hospice, vest defibrillator since he's being placed on hospice at this time. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this very nice 72-year-old gentleman. Thank you.